Good evening. I'm Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW from Blenheim.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
I'm Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO in Auckland.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together, we bring you the NZART official broadcast for November 2017. Greetings everyone, and welcome to this NZART official broadcast. First up tonight, we head to Blenheim and join NZART President Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. Stuart?
Good evening everyone. There's not a lot to report this month, but I'd like to carry on from my comments last month about how exciting things are now for the new amateur as far as being able to get their hands on equipment, new or second-hand, advanced or simple, kit sets or parts to build their own, or homebrewed. Last month, I also informed you how well things are going with passes in the examination this year. This month, the good news continues with subscription renewals and new members putting our membership numbers in very good shape, along the lines of 5 years ago. We cannot rest on our laurels, though, and we need to make sure that 2018 is as good as this year for new amateurs joining us. You can all make a contribution here by helping recruit new amateurs. One of the best ways is by direct contact, by shoulder tapping a friend, relative, or workmate, etc., and getting them to come on board. Other ways to recruit might be through contacts in search and rescue or other clubs we bump into through our community service. If your local branch does not run classes for the examination, perhaps a nearby branch does. You could look at running them at your branch. There is now a lot of experience within our association with running weekend classes, and Debbie at headquarters can soon put you in contact with someone who can give advice in getting them started. Finally, now is the time to start planning your trip to Mosgiel near Dunedin on Queen's Birthday weekend next year to attend the NZART AGM and conference. Thank you all for listening, and back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stuart, the President of NZART, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. Tonight, a final reminder that Eastern Southland Branch 08 will be holding a ham day on Saturday the 9th of December at their Latham Road Clubhouse from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Now it'll be a sale of treasures and a technology display. The activity will provide an opportunity for a bit of a yarn and a chance to poke through lost treasures to find that possible pot of gold. They may even cook you a snag on the barbie. So come on up or down to Eastern Southland Branch 08. Who's ever said no to a road trip? For the location, Google Map, Latham Road, McNab. Again, the time 1100 to 1500 hours, and that's on Saturday, December the 9th. Onwards to Upper Hutt we go now, and it's a very good evening to NZART's business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Good evening, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Although we are only a few days away until the end of the month, which is the last date to be eligible to deduct the $10 rebate from your subscription, and at the risk of repeating myself for the 10th time, I will remind you all again the cost of the 2018 subscription. The rebate is only applicable to transmitting and family transmitting subscriptions. The full fee is $99 or $129 minus the $10 rebate. So the amount payable is $89 and $119. Yes, I am a bit grumpy now. This information is included in the AGM minutes, repeated again in several issues of HQ InfoLine, and on the official broadcast. I have received a huge number of phone calls, emails, and even some not-so-nice notes attached to payments, querying the amount payable. The annual subscription invoice is always posted out with the August break-in. At the beginning of November, I send out statements to those who, for whatever reason, did not pay when they received it. The wording on both the invoice and the statement has remained the same for the past 10 plus years. So why is there so much confusion? On a brighter note, we are heading for a record-breaking year in amateur radio examinations held and passed, currently standing at 94 and counting. Well done to all branches who are undertaking the ham cram courses. They are obviously working. I understand New Plymouth branch are hosting a course this weekend, So more to come, and well done to that branch also. All successful candidates receive a complimentary membership for 1 year to the association. In the past, I've seen a number of these new members not renew their subs the following year. However, once again, well done to branches, as they are stressing the importance of supporting NZART. A good percentage of these from last year are renewing. Well, it's now time to get those remits written and discussed before forwarding to NZART. These must be received at HQ electronically or by post by the 31st of December. Your next break-in is due out early December. Included with this issue will be your annual call book. This year, it has been produced in hard copy format only. No CD-ROM version will be available. That's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, our NZART business manager. And a reminder tonight of the VHF Field Day Contest to be held next weekend. That's the 2nd and 3rd of December. This VHF contest is regarded as the big event of the year, where not only field stations participate, but also many home stations. This contest is open to all New Zealand amateur radio operators, whether out in the field, home station, mobile or stationary mobile. Overseas stations are also eligible if they work ZL in the contest. EME or Earth Moon Earth contacts, they're also eligible. As a general note, the majority of terrestrial activity centres on 50.150 MHz, 144.2 MHz, 432.2 MHz, 1296.2 MHz, SSB. The operating periods are 5pm to 11pm on the Saturday and 7am to 1pm on the Sunday, New Zealand local time. You can find the full contest rules on the NZART website. So that's VHF Field Day Contest 2017, all bands, 6 metres and above, next weekend, Saturday the 2nd and Sunday the 3rd of December. Now for a catch-up on international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
We begin this week's newscast with good news for impatient innovators in the world of wireless. FCC Chairman Ajit Pai has pledged to change the FCC's long-standing reputation for long delays in approving new technology, especially in the field of wireless. Approval often takes years, but in a speech he gave November 17th in New York, the chairman said decisions for such approvals will now be made within a year. Pai said that the priority for the past 10 months at the FCC has been to review regulations so that they reflect the market, even if that means streamlining or even eliminating some rules. He said the purpose of the move is to get government out of the way of private enterprise and innovation. He said, quote, "One of the most powerful forces in government is inertia. To ensure that innovators don't get sandbagged, we're implementing a new process. If someone seeks approval of a new technology or service that falls within our jurisdiction, we will make a decision within 1 year," end quote. In other words, there will be less waiting for everyone, or so we hope. There's big excitement in one African nation where a team of radio operators has been aiming at the moon. We learn more from Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF.
Now this is a big first for Swaziland. A group of amateurs operating in this southern African nation has conducted its first successful EME or Earth-Moon-Earth communications. In early November, a temporary station set up in a rural area by John Sago, ZS6JON, Chris Plauger, and Linz Bourbon, PA3CMC, operated as Z21 EME, managing contacts with about 500 stations in 50 different countries over the course of 4 days. Some of the hams who ended up in their logs were in the US and New Zealand. They bounced their signal off a moon approximately 350,000 kilometres, or more than 217,000 miles from Earth, a signal that did not return to Earth until nearly 3 seconds later. According to their QRZ page, their operations were on 2 metres, 6 metres, 70 centimetres and 23 centimetres. The hams told the Times of Swaziland that this was the first successful EME operation from that nation. They had promised their contacts the moon, and the moon delivered. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF.
In the world of DX, a group of Argentinian radio operators will be on the air as HC8LUT from the San Cristobal Island and the Galapagos Islands from the 29th of November until the 8th of December. Listen for them on 160 through 10 meters. They'll mainly be using single sideband and the digital modes. They will also operate on the low Earth orbit satellites on single sideband and FM. Send QSLs via IK2DUW. Listen for Obaid, A61M, operating as 5T1R, and Fawaz, A92AA, operating as 5T1A from Mauritania through the 20th of December. Hear them on 40 through 10 meters using single sideband and FT8. QSL both call signs via A92AA. They will be joined by Ahmad, 9K2AI, for an IOTA activation to Tidra Island as 5T5TI between the 1st and 7th of December. For the Tidra Island activation, send QSLs to NI5DX, Logbook of the World, or Club Log. Olaf, G0CKV, will be on the air through the 11th of December from Rodriguez Island, operating as 3B9HA. Olaf will be working holiday style, focusing on the low bands and CW. Send QSLs via M0OXO or Logbook of the World. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO in Valparaiso, Indiana, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2017, all rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Remember, it's never too early to plan for your attendance of NZART Conference. The 2018 conference is to be held over Queen's Birthday weekend, the 2nd and 3rd of June. It'll be hosted by Otago Branch 30 and held at Burns Lodge, Church Street in Mosgiel. See the details on page 35 of your September-October issue of Break-In. Book your travel now and get the best deals. NZART Conference 2018 in Dunedin, Queen's Birthday Weekend 2018. It's time now for Waro News. To the North Shore of Auckland we go and say a very good evening to Rosemary, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everybody. Waro has a new web page, and many thanks to Kathy, ZL280K, and David, ZL3AI, for their work in setting it up. Go to www.qsl.net/NZWaro, and there you'll find a wealth of information about Waro, Waro history, and items of interest to YLs. There are also links to other YL organisations. The next Australian Ladies Alara Meet is to be held in Bendigo in Victoria, Australia. I don't have any dates yet, but don't let that stop you from starting to save up for airfares, etc. If you would like Heather ZL2TYF to send your Waro bulletins to the YLs you sponsor, then you must let her know. And please make sure the email address you give her for your sponsored member is correct. Some of you might like to know about YL nets on VHF, which operate in various areas of the country. In the Auckland area, YLs have a net on Sunday nights on the 146900 repeater at 1900 hours. On Mondays and Fridays, a YL group also uses the 146900 repeater at 1900 hours. This repeater can be accessed over a wide area from the Waikato through to north of Auckland and across to Thames. In the Nelson area, there's the NAGS net for YLs held on Wednesday nights at 1930 hours on the 147025 repeater. Do check in if you're passing through these areas during the holidays. Don't forget the weekly Waro 80 metre net held on Mondays at 2000 hours on 3.695 megahertz. We'd love to hear more YLs checking into this net for a couple of overs. That's a lot from Waro for this month, Jim. Good night all.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for Waro, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Finally, as always in the official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. The continuing theme for events this month is Christmas celebrations. Remember to check dates with your local club newsletter, and also check if you have to pre-book. We start with the Whangarei Amateur Radio Club, Branch 28, where the annual general meeting of the club will be held on Wednesday the 6th of December, starting 7:30pm, at the club rooms in Heritage Park, Maunu. If time allows, the AGM will be followed by a talk by Bruce 01BRZ on an all-band, single-wire antenna and a ballon that works very well. To the North Shore and Branch 29 NZART, they have their Christmas social on Monday, December the 4th, at 400 East Coast Road, starting 7:30pm. We're told strawberries and ice cream will be involved, among other things. Look at your newsletter for further details, and RSVP to Graham, 01GMB. Over to the Auckland VHF Group, Branch 66. On Monday the 11th of December, the group has its Christmas social, and that will be from 7:30pm at the club rooms in Hazel Avenue. Please bring a plate to help with supper. Auckland Branch 02 has its annual general meeting on Tuesday the 12th of December at 7:30pm at the club rooms at 400 St John's Road in Meadowbank. The Western Suburbs Radio Club has a Christmas dinner on Wednesday the 13th of December at the Newlyn RSA from about 6:30pm. Now over to Branch 10 NZART, the Franklin Amateur Radio Club, and it has a general meeting on Tuesday the 19th of December. While the topic is yet to be determined, there will be a seasonal supper at the end, possibly involving strawberries and ice cream. Now just a note here for a future event in the Hawke's Bay, where there will be a ham fest hosted by Napier Amateur Radio Club on Saturday the 7th of April in 2018, from 8am at the Napier Cricket Pavilion in the McInnes Pavilion. There will be a variety of speakers presenting the latest in amateur radio technology in a format familiar from previous years. So mark the date in your calendar for next year, Saturday the 7th of April, and I'll give you more details over the next few months. To the Hutt Valley Branch 18 NZART, Friday December the 8th is the annual Beano, with the usual format, and that will be at the club rooms in the Philip Evans Reserve off Birch Street in Waterloo. The Wellington Amateur Radio Club has a Christmas event at the Thai Country Cafe, which is at 124 Main Road in Tawa, from 7pm on Wednesday the 6th of December. A table has been booked, so check if you need to let the club know that you're going. Over to the South Island now, and the Marlborough Amateur Radio Club, Branch 22 NZART, is calling for helpers to do traffic control for the Centre Parade on Saturday, December the 2nd. If you can help, contact Stuart. The North Canterbury Amateur Radio Club, Branch 68 NZART, has a Christmas cake baked and ready for consumption on December the 14th at the General Meeting Breakup, which will be at the Woodend Youth Centre. And finally to Christchurch, Branch 05 NZART, which has its annual general meeting on Wednesday the 6th of December at the club rooms at 5 Idris Road, starting from 7:30pm. Besides the procedure of the AGM itself, there is a promise of Christmas cheer. Cheers! Well, that's a cheery note from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next official broadcast of NZART and the final broadcast for 2017 will be made by ZL6A at 8pm on the Sunday before the Christmas season. That's Sunday the 17th of December. Sunday the 17th of December. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for November 2017. Good night, everyone. Good night now.